Ash, and I am an Ashaholic, and you're here with me today, of course, your host, Ash Hollywood, and this is my episode, but what the fuck are we talking about today, Dick?
Pornstarlifecoach.com.
Pornstarlifecoach.com, where we give back to the community, one blog at a time, and especially giving back to those filthy whores in this industry and teaching them the rights and wrongs. What are some good, bad, and ugly things that we have on there?
You know, the way I look at it is we started the whole thing with the help of everybody in the Julie Land universe, actually you and Bobby.
Everybody contributed.
And the whole idea, basic idea behind it is to just pass on a little wisdom, a little advice to the youngsters out there who know nothing about the industry. Because as you know, when you got in the industry, who told you? You had to learn it the hard way. And most girls do in the last 20 years. And our goal is to change that. And maybe they could, as I tell people, read an article and you might learn something before you go show up on a set.
If only half of these little bitches read in the first place.
Exactly.
That's the problem that we're having.
That's why we're also going to be doing podcasts, so they can listen.
Well, let's hope they actually have the brain to do that, too.
Exactly.
Most of them only have a vagina or penis.
The vagina is the part we like. So, but the idea to me is just like about getting girls mainly is to, so they don't make the fucking stupid mistakes that you made and plenty of other girls I know
have made.
Oh, I made
plenty.
You know how many stories I've heard in the last 20 years of girls like really horrible mistakes? Everything from losing the URLs
their names getting stolen from them, you know, names that they've established.
And the things that they work hard, all those different things. So that's what Pornstar Life Coach is about. There's great articles, there's great advice, there's great smart advice, there's great fun advice.
We also have, you know, networks, websites, plugins, things like that, where if you have questions, we have other ways to direct you.
And we actually tell everybody to contribute. And so if you do have questions, email us.
If anybody wants to contribute, let us know. We'll do emails for that too.
Exactly. So basically what I want to do is I want to ask you a couple questions here about you and your career.
You're turning it around on me. How dare you?
Exactly.
Dick.
This might be Ashaholics, but it's, I'm the boss. So
I feel like I'm going to get burned. I'm scared.
Exactly. So simply put, it's like when you started and you, because we've all heard your stories, we've read your stories and like that, like, you know, what would you say was the first big mistake you made?
The first big mistake I made was just really becoming a model in the first place.
Getting up out of bed?
Not a lot of people, like, some people know my story. I was tricked into the porn industry. I was a mainstream model. I was representing myself. I was traveling all over the nation, making money. And I was a fetish model and a nude model, but I hadn't done any film, and I had only done one adult shoot before I came out to California. And my agent lied to me and said that, you know, he would get me on the covers of magazines, which he did.
Wait. Agents lie?
Well, here's the funny part. He's not actually even a fucking agent.
So that's a lie, too.
This is what I found out later on. But he threw me into a shoot. And, you know, we were doing adult style pictures. And I was under the impression that I was going on a magazine cover, which I was. My first shoot ever ended up on a magazine cover, which was cool. And they go, okay, we're going to film. And I'm like, yeah, what are we going to film? And they're like, well, your solo scene. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm the only one here. What do you mean? What do you want me to talk about? They're like, you're going to masturbate. I'm like, oh, fuck, I've never done that before. Nobody believed me. I'm like, dude, guys, I already had somebody like do it for me all the time.
You never masturbated before that?
I was 20 years old and I had never masturbated.
Seriously?
Never. I mean, you like, never... maybe when I was a kid, I probably humped something, because that's like what kids and strippers do.
Yeah, but never masturbated to an orgasm before that?
Nope.
Wow.
Okay. I hadn't had an orgasm, actually, until I was with... I hooked up with the guy I lost my virginity to, like, 4 years later, and he had a dick piercing. Amazing. That's the first time I ever came. I had sex for a long time, and it was fucking terrible.
Wait, isn't that a porn star's name, Dick Piercing?
Nacho Dick. Tyrone Shoes.
Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
What the fuck were we just talking about? You're
talking about your first orgasm.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I had a choice right there, quite honestly. I was 20 years old when I got into this shindig. I was mainstream modeling 2 years prior. And so I knew a little bit about the business, but at the same time, I didn't know the nitty gritty about the business. And, you know, I bucked up and made my own choice. They actually asked me if I wanted to continue, and if I didn't, they were going to scrap the entire thing. Which, Twisties is a very... reputable and good company. They take care of people. Right. And some girls aren't so lucky to have that choice. Right. I mean, I was doing a show for a while where I had porn star boot camp, where I had to take new girls and break them in. And they had only been in the industry, you know, less than 6 months. And they would do a girl-girl scene with me. And then it would eventually evolve into a boy-girl-girl scene. And these girls, I would have them, you know, 7 days right. new and go, I've done 6 scenes since I've been out here. And I'm like, what? And they go, yeah, my first scene was an interracial gangbang. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? I'm like, holy shit. Do you know, it took me a year of being in the business before I even touched a penis.
Right.
Like, I didn't want anything to do with them, actually. And I got tricked into that, too.
but the whole, like, would you say you were tricked into it? I mean.
I had choices to make. I mean, I could have got up
and said no.
I could have got up. I could have said no. I could have moved back home and tucked my fucking tail in between my legs. But the reason I wasn't doing it is a reason that if you're going to be in porn, you shouldn't have a relationship, because they can hold you back. They can hurt you. They can do a lot of damage, actually. And I was engaged at the time, and my ex-fiance didn't... ex now. Did you see that? See what I did there?
We got that.
He didn't want me to do boys. He only wanted me to do girls. I mean, he didn't even really want me in porn in the first place, but we both didn't have a choice.
Somebody's got to pay the bills.
And so, of course, somebody had to pay the fucking bills, and I started doing boys behind his back. Ooh. But when he found out, he didn't want to break up. I actually broke up with him because I felt bad for lying to him and, you know, essentially being paid to cheat on him.
So go back to the question. What was your biggest mistake, would you say?
My biggest mistake?
Or your, I say your first mistake is what I asked. I'm sorry.
My first mistake was trying to do this and also trying to carry a relationship, right. for sure. Okay. My second mistake was having a relationship within the business.
Because I
was like, hey, if it didn't work with a civilian, right. which, you know, people not in porn, you know, maybe it can work with somebody in porn.
Well, yeah, I always recommend to girls not to date in the industry. As they say, don't shit where you eat and don't eat where you shit.
Well, I mean, my biggest advice, especially, you know, like for people listening for Porn Star Life Coach, is if you're going to be in this business, your shelf life is so small. And I mean, you don't know if you're going to be a girl like Stormy Daniels, who's in this for years, or if you're just going to be a girl who pops in and out for a couple of years. And so if you're going to do this, save your money, take out all distractions, and fucking work, literally work your ass off, literally, as Samantha Bentley would say, work your fucking ass off, have no distractions, save your money, put your all into it. And, you know, just learn about yourself, because this is such... You evolve so much being in this industry and the things that you experience that having a relationship is actually going to hold you back. So I don't recommend that anybody has one, but there's some that work.
Yeah, there are some that out there that work. I mean, they're...
And if they work, then that's cool. They're lucky. Work. I mean, these are people that, you know that their partner's an exhibitionist and they allow them to be in porn, but hiding it from friends, family, you know, relationships, it's so hard to do and it's emotionally taxing. I luckily don't have to do that. Okay. I just went to my family reunion and found out that 90% of my family knows what I do. But exactly. They're okay with it.
And they follow you on Twitter.
They love me.
Yes. Now, what about when you, now all these years you've been in, a few years now, you've, give me two or three things that you say you've learned about yourself being a porn star. And how, I hate the word porn star, but like more like the adult performer slash adult actress, whatever. What did you?
I have learned a lot of things about myself sexually, because when I came into this, I was very, very traditional. I never had one night stands, you know that. And it really helped open me up and helped open up my confidence. And I've touched on this before. A lot of people comment on how confident and everything I look in my videos. And it's because I grew to be this way. In real life, you know, Ash is a very confident girl. But in the bedroom, I, you know, was like timid and scared. The craziest thing I ever did was, you know, had a real life girlfriend. And besides that,
that's not the craziest, that's the dumbest.
No, seriously. I still love her to death, but damn it, that shouldn't have happened. And you know, I only had sex with my boyfriends, blah blah blah. Like, I wanted to have the American dream, and I've learned that that's not for me. That I've learned that, you know, I've got to learn a lot of things about myself sexually in safe environments. I've got to do the whole crazy BDSM thing. Yeah. I've got to live out other people's fantasies to the
But have you lived out yours?
Coolest degree. But that's the thing. I came into this not even having a fantasy.
All right,
like,
all right. Because you always say that to me. Like, I lived out other people's fantasies, but I'm like, well, what about yours?
I don't even know what my fantasy is, but that's cool.
Okay, I can understand you didn't. You went in not having any.
I went in not having
okay,
a fantasy.
Okay, do you have any now?
I really... my fantasy is with you, David. On the beach.
It's mutual.
On the rocks.
It's mutual.
There you go.
As long as it involves chocolate
Looking
milk.
Over the cliff, and then I'm going to push you off afterwards.
Exactly. Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. Nom, nom,
nom. No, but like you, it helped you with confidence.
It helped me a lot with confidence. I mean, I know that I can do these wild and crazy things and I feel sexy. It's really awesome knowing that people want to watch me. I mean, it's creepy knowing that people have murals and like dedications of me on their wall. But at the same time, it's like, wow, like I can make somebody's day just by tweeting them. And right. to have that power and not abuse it. It's actually like really fucking cool.
I agree.
To know that people care what I think and want my approval. Cause I grew up a very shy and like awkward girl. And a lot of people don't believe that because I still
You're
look
so
the
not.
Same way.
Yeah, but you, but.
But I was really reserved. I didn't right. have a lot of confidence in myself. And this has completely changed it. It's right. completely 180.
I think life, I think experience, I think those things in general always add to confidence. Because I moved here, I was extremely shy, extremely introverted. And I think as time's gone on, my confidence has grown because of mm-hmm. I've got to know more and experience just brings that. Last little thing here before we wrap this up. It's simply put, you've given tons and tons of advice here for all the newbies out there. What tiny bit of advice would you give to... not the new girl per se. That's you know to the I'm more because I know a lot. I meet a lot of girls like that. The girl that is not sure. Like I meet these girls that want to do it, but they're not sure. They want to do it.
Like they want to do porn, or they want to take the next step in their career. Or whatever.
Like
well, my biggest advice, and I've talked to a lot of people who have also done this. I followed in their footsteps. I took my career little bit by little bit. Exactly. I started out doing solo only for about 6 months. I wanted more money and I loved girls, so I took the next step to do girl-girl. And then you have that huge decision ahead of you. Okay, if I do boy-girl, you know, I had to weigh out what the pros and cons of it. Right. And I eventually took that step too. And still to this day, I'm very traditional in what I do. I've only done a couple orgies here and there, you know, tried it, didn't like it, wasn't for me. Did a boy, girl, girl scene. I do a lot of those actually. And those are cool.
When's boy, girl?
I have done one boy, girl for Jules Jordan video. And it's like a boy, girl, but really quiet because there's a cock down your throat.
But have you thought about DPs?
I actually considered doing anal in 2012, and the movie deal that I worked out ended up falling through. So you guys are going to have to wait a little bit longer for me to do anal, actually.
Right.
But if I do it, it's actually going to start out on the girl-girl side before it's a real cock. But I want
so basically that it sounds
I want
like
to tell everybody to be 100% sure in their decisions. Like, I don't want to do anal because I'm not fully confident that I can do it because I don't do it in my personal life. Pretty much, if you wouldn't be willing to do it in your personal life off camera, I don't recommend doing it on camera.
So you're kind of saying like baby steps as opposed
baby
to these,
steps.
Yeah, because opposed
and
to these girls that dive in heads, yeah, and take the time. But like these girls dive in and next thing you know, they're doing crazy shit within a week.
Well, and I understand that. I understand you want to experience all these crazy things. You want to do awesome, cool
but it's bad
things.
For
you
business.
Want to do new things. But it is bad for business. You have to remember you are a company, you are a brand. And that old saying, you have to leave them wanting more. I mean, every girl is going to have their niche. Every girl is going to have what they're known for. Some girls are known for being filthy ass whores. Some of them are known for being gorgeous. You know, whatever the fuck it might be, you will find your niche, but take the time doing it.
Awesome.
Again, thank you guys. This is Ashaholics. Please email questions, concerns. If you want to add something to Porn Star Life Coach even, or if you have a question about ashgirl.com, you can also tweet us at ashhollywood. And does Porn Star Life Coach have a Twitter?
Yeah. Yes, pslifecoach.com.
Pslifecoach. Check that out. And thank you guys again. This is Ash Hollywood with Ash Hollywood.